And the benefit of bundling, you know, the logistics business network with transportation management is, I've always said, transportation management is great, but you need to be able to connect. And Petra had mentioned how we, you know, using the freight collaboration part of the logistics business network is connecting TM, you know, the shippers with their partners.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. This is the Digital Supply Chain Podcast, the number one podcast focusing on the digitization of supply chain. And I'm your host, Global Vice President at SAP, Tom Raftery. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Digital Supply Chain Podcast. My name is Tom Raftery with SAP. And with me on the show today, I have two special guests, Petra and Bill. Petra and Bill, would you like to introduce yourselves?
Sure. Thanks, Tom. Thanks for the opportunity to talk with you guys today. My name is Bill King. I am the Global Solution Manager for SAP's Transportation Management Solution.
Thanks, Bill.
Hey there. This is Petra Diesner. I'm doing the same for the SAP Logistics Business Network.
Excellent. Excellent. And we have you guys on the show today because we are launching a new package which combines both the transportation management and the logistics business network. And so, you know, it was ideal to have the two of you come on the show to talk about that. Can you tell us, first of all, though, just as kind of a bit of background for people who are unaware, what is A, the transportation management solution that we have, and B, what's the logistics business network? So, Bill, transportation management is your bailiwick. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. And if I slip into acronyms, I apologize. So SAP Transportation Management, or TM, it's an enterprise-wide transportation solution. It's used by companies, both shippers and logistics service providers, or LSPs, to help manage their freight operations from an end-to-end perspective, starting with basically procuring the freight capacity, freight rate information, managing the orders, regardless of whether they're, you know, sales orders, purchase orders, you know, stock transfer orders, you know, return orders, anything. Then next step is planning, basically how do I, you know, what's the best consolidation, what's the best mode selection, what's the best carrier selection, even equipment selection, then executing on it, paying for those movements, doing the cost distribution, doing the cost analysis, and also analyzing or being able to do track KPIs for each of those sub-processes.
Lovely, lovely. And Petra, Logistics Business Network, what's that?
So the Logistics Business Network is a rather new cloud offering that actually nicely complements the solution offerings that we have in the logistics space and caters for the growing desire of our customers to really look outside of their four company walls. So really providing collaboration or easing collaboration with business partners, so with a complete business partner ecosystem, as well as providing transparency. So, on the one hand side, regarding suppliers, so an N-tier supplier network wherein manufacturers can get insights as to the materials that went into a certain product to really provide some more data that allows them to do pinpointed recalls in case of product issues on the one hand side. So that's the capability which is called material traceability. Then we do have capability that is called global track and trace. Therein, we cater for the desire of providing utmost transparency for those activities which are managed by business partners. And lastly, and that's actually why we are here today jointly, the freight collaboration option, wherein we provide standardized services that allow companies to better work with each other in the freight space. So, namely, the collaboration between the shippers and their carriers. So easing that collaboration and providing those insights that they need to stay in control of the operations and manage their business efficiently.
Okay. And there's obviously some kind of crossover in functionality, or maybe crossover is the wrong word. There's some kind of symbiosis that transportation management and the logistics business network can have together, which is why we're coming to this package that we'll talk about in a minute. But can you tell me, for a potential customer or for a typical customer of transportation management and logistics business network, what would that customer use the two solutions for? What kind of problems would you be solving for them, and why are they better together?
So I'll take a start, and for TM, it's like I said before, it's there's different functions. You pick what's your bit worst pain point. That's where you usually start. But it's basically managing your transportation operations. It's basically, think of the guys who are shipping consumer goods to either stores or now growing even more to e-commerce home delivery. What's the best and most cost efficient way to ship these goods while also maintaining or meeting my service requirements? And then also doing it, being able to track things along the way. And the benefit of bundling, the logistics business network with transportation management is, I've always said, transportation management is great, but you need to be able to connect. And Petra had mentioned how we, using the freight collaboration part of the logistics business network, is connecting TM, the shippers, with their partners, with their external transportation partners. Without it, you can do that, but it forces the shippers to basically onboard those carriers and manage those relationships themselves. Because at the end of the day, transportation management has to connect with those external partners. I've always said, transportation management solution that doesn't connect to those partners is kind of like an ATM that doesn't talk to any bank. You need that connection. It's the connection to the outside world, follow up, for commitment, for statuses, things like that. And Petra, I don't know if you want to add to that.
Yeah. I mean, companies were really struggling in the past because they more or less implemented those point-to-point connections each by themselves, which is costly, which causes a lot of maintenance effort, and also binds people that need to look into what are the different users that my carrier has and need to keep track of that. And there was a big desire to outsource that, and to outsource that also in a way that costs can be shared across these different shippers. I mean, if you onboard on a network, you do that once and everyone profits, right? You benefit also from the standardization that happens on the network, because for a carrier, it's really seamless whether he works with shipper A or shipper B. And we also do that in an open manner. So what we did in the course of the past months was that we also seamlessly integrated with digital freight forwarders, which are out on the market, to also allow our shipper customers to benefit from innovative cases. So when looking, for example, what happened at the beginning of the COVID-19 crisis, there we saw that complete industries went to a halt. And that, of course, also had an impact on the carriers that served those shippers in these industries. So there was, on the other hand side, other industries like consumer goods and retail, they had a lot to do, and there was all of a sudden a huge imbalance between capacity and demand. And that's actually where these digital freight forwarders can really help, because they open up capacities that might not have been on the radar of shippers. For example, in Europe, a lot of companies really prefer to have their their specific carriers that they have contracts with. But all of a sudden, that gave really a push also with respect to innovative approaches that shippers all of a sudden looked into, not only with respect to collaboration, but also with respect to visibility. Because, I mean, if you don't see it, you can't really control it, right? Especially if that happens outside of your system and you are disconnected. So there is a huge need. And I have to also say I'm in this segment since quite some years. And in the past, it has always been kind of a nice to have. But we see that visibility is becoming more and more relevant, and equally relevant maybe in the meantime to managing those core processes in the enterprise walls.
Very good. Very good. That makes a lot of sense. Who would be kind of a typical customer for the likes of transportation management and logistics business network? Is there an industry in mind that benefits more from them? Or is there a region, or is there a size of company? You know, how does that break out?
So we work in, a number of industries, like, SAP's in 20 plus industries, and we're in the vast majority of them. But I think where we typically see folks adopt it, most frequently would be industries like consumer goods, retail, chemical, wholesale distribution. And, those are just some of the top ones we see. There's others as well. And then in terms of, the customers, we have, shippers. We also have service providers using TM. But I think, the reason we're on the, talking with you today is much more, more focused on the shipper side of things. Because again, as Petra pointed out, this is kind of related to a back to best initiative we have, that we'll talk about in a little bit. But it's helping folks get back, post pandemic, to be able to manage their operations. And just to piggyback on what Petra had said, it's like consumer goods. We have, I was talking with a customer a couple of weeks ago where, it's they're basically using TM. They're live with the solution. It's been very helpful. They even said it was throughout this. And it was interesting because we say, okay, consumer goods, everybody's going to the grocery store more often now, because and things like that. Well, that side of the business, it's booming for them. So they're using TM and LBN to manage those operations because there's this huge upswing. But they also have a part of their business that works with restaurants and commercial side of things, where that side is actually dropped. Mm. So they need, when you have less business, you really got to figure out, okay, I can't, the business I have, I don't want to mess up. So I really need to make sure I'm meeting the requirements, meeting the needs. So those are some of some of the issues that folks are seeing just within one industry, then how they're using transportation management and logistics business network to help them.
So, Bill, you mentioned the Back to Best initiative that we're putting out now, which includes transportation management and logistics business network. What's new about the transportation management and logistics business network within the Back to Best program?
Well, again, the Back to Best program is a bundle that we're offering to the market to basically help folks kind of recover from post-pandemic operations as folks are trying to get back to doing air quotes here, but like the new normal. And the idea is we're including the solutions at, the same solutions outside this bundle, but the idea is it's a defined scope, defined service type package. So you're basically trying to focus on, you know, like I said earlier, what's your biggest pain point, or you know, a very common use case. And the idea is you're limiting the scope so that you can get up and running faster. And the idea is that you would limit the time frame, or we're trying to limit it to as close to 90 days as possible, so that you know, you basically are really keeping everybody laser focused. Because a lot of times what will happen is folks, you know, outside of this kind of bundled situation is, you know, the projects could be, you know, much larger or much longer than 90 days because the solutions are very, very flexible, very, very configurable. So it becomes one of those things like a kid in the candy store. They see all these things they can do, all these things they want to do. And you basically spend a ton of time trying to define that scope and corral everybody, you know, instead of trying to boil the ocean, let's focus on, you know, a core scope so we can get up and running in 90 days.
Okay.
Petra.
Yeah, I mean, for the freight collaboration piece of the SAP Logistics Business Network offering, that's a bit different because these are already standardized services. So as part of the bundle, what we envision is that customers simply activate that integration and then can benefit instantly from this connectivity to digital freight forwarders, and also can bring in their carriers onto the network and, more or less start instantly leveraging those capabilities in conjunction with the transportation management underlying core capabilities.
Okay. And if I am in the market for something like this, how do I get my hands on a back to best package, which includes transportation management and logistics business network? It's not like I can, you know, go down to my local grocery store. It's not like I can go to Amazon. So what's my next step if I want to get this?
We'll be right back.
Elevate your brand with the Sustainable Supply Chain Podcast, the exclusive voice in supply chain sustainability. Last year, this podcast's episode were downloaded 113,000 times by senior executives across the world, with listeners concentrated in the EU, North America, and Asia. Become a sponsor. Lead the conversation. Contact me for sponsorship opportunities and turn downloads into dialogues. Act today. Influence the future.
Well, there's a couple different channels. Obviously, first and foremost, if you have an SAP account team, you can contact them and then they can work with you on getting more information and proceeding. There's also at SAP.com, you know, they're underneath that, if you look under lines of business, there's, you know, information on, you know, both transportation management and the logistics business network. And then also specifically for this Back to Best program, we're about to be launching a landing page under the SAP.com framework where you can actually go specifically to this basically a landing page specifically for this bundle for TM and LBN.
Okay. Is it something that's entirely, I know LBN is cloud delivered, is transportation management also, so is the whole package or cloud delivered, or is it a hybrid, or is it up to the customer to decide which they want to do, or how does that work?
For this bundle, we're basically, so LBN is you know, public cloud, TM would be available in a single tenant edition or private cloud deployment. Again, the idea being that it helps with the time to value or time to market.
Okay. And you were saying about a 90 day rollout period?
So the idea is, you know, that's what the defined scope is to, you know, basically focus on, and the use case we're really targeting is basically, I want to say domestic, but basically it's truckload based operation within TM and LBN. So by doing that, you know, we kind of tailor it and reduce the broad picture, if you will, so that folks could potentially you know, the idea is to be live within 90 days, you know, from start to finish. The idea later, you know, because it's you have these solutions, we're not limiting the functionality, we're limiting the scope of what the folks are implementing. So once you're live with, you know, the domestic over the road, transportation, you could expand that later on to include, you know, other modes, either rail or ocean, also, you know, directions, you know, not just outbound, but could be inbound, things like that.
Okay, superb. Is there any particular industry or any particular global region or anything else that this would particularly suit?
Really, from a region perspective, you know, TM can be deployed, and we have customers in all regions. LBN, Petra, I'll let you answer that. I mean, I know we have had an initial focus on North America and Europe. From a industry perspective, the industries we typically see folks in, again, there's 20 plus, but the ones where we see the most likely adopters would be consumer goods, retail, wholesale, chemicals, some of the discrete manufacturing, things like that.
Okay.
And maybe to add to that, from a logistics business network perspective, we do have global coverage as long as it comes to web UI-based collaboration. And that's actually the main focus of this starter pack that we included in this bundle. But there are, of course, no functional limitations as to what you can leverage or license then in addition from within the solution scope. So we do, for example, have digital freight forwarders so far connected for North America and Europe. But we're expanding here. And maybe one thing that's also worth mentioning, because it relates back to the topic of visibility that we touched upon earlier. What we also want to provide with the Logistics Business Network is a central point where our customers, which are typically global companies, can bring in visibility data from every region in the world and really have that put into the business context from within the SAP application data, and let them leverage that as kind of the single point of truth when it comes to operations that are outside their control.
Okay, very good. We are at around the 20-minute mark now, depending on how much of the interview I throw on the interview floor. Is there any question that I've not asked that you wish I had asked? In other words, is there any topics we've not covered off that you think it would be important for people to be aware of?
What I'm thinking is, again, it goes back, it's kind of a variation on when you said, what do customers use TM and LBN for? How do they use? I mean, I've been in the TMS space for more years than I care to count now, plus over 20. And the benefit I see of bringing TM and LBN together are that, LBN, like I said earlier, it connects TM to the outside world, but it really simplifies that process. I used to implement TMSs, and one of the most painful parts of a project was onboarding the carriers, either, doing the EDI mapping, and I wouldn't wish that on anybody because it's just a very painful process, or even back in the days when web was brand new, trying to explain to some carriers how to interact with a browser. That's not really where they necessarily focus. So, it definitely simplifies that process of getting the carriers on board. And so there's a big benefit there.
Okay. Petra?
Yeah, I believe the discussion that we have today should provide a first glimpse and should actually also tease your interest. So for that, I believe we covered everything that's relevant, and there is a lot of opportunity, and hopefully we could raise your interest to learn more.
Okay, fantastic. So to exactly that point, my last question typically on the podcast is, if people do want to know more, where would you have me direct them?
For LBN, it's quite easy. Just go to sap.com/LBN.
Nice.
That's where you find everything.
Perfect.
And again, for transportation management, it's again under sap.com. And then you would, you know, basically look under the lines of business. TM is part of, as well as LBN, is part of our logistics solution footprint.
Super. Petra, Bill, that's been really great. Thanks a million for coming on the podcast and telling me all about this today.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, we've come to the end of the show. Thanks everyone for listening. If you'd like to know more about digital supply chains, head on over to sap.com/digital supply chain or simply drop me an email to tom.raftery@sap.com. If you like the show, please don't forget to subscribe to it in your podcast application of choice to get new episodes as soon as they're published. Also, please don't forget to rate and review the podcast. It really does help new people to find the show. Thanks. Catch you all next time.